Today we're going to learn what is yachatz. Well, we all know what yachatz is technically. What you take is the matzah and you break it. Which matzah? In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down. The middle matzah, matzah emtzai. The Torah brings it down. Middle matzah. Before we get into machlokes about this yachatz, middle matzah, I just want to tell you what the goal of the shir, so to speak, is. We're going to try to explain why yachatz, and after we explain why yachatz, we'll explain the different halachas about yachatz, different shittas maybe, once we understand properly what yachatz is. So let's begin with the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason for yachatz is lechem oini, ma darkish al oni beprusa. Just like an oni, he eats beprusa, he eats broken pieces of bread. So therefore we eat our matzah, broken piece of bread. The problem is, we're not eating the matzah now. If you wanted to break the matzah, so then you would break it by moitzi matzah, which we do anyway. You break the matzah, you don't eat a whole matzah. So it's anyway ma darkei shalani beprusa. What's the idea of breaking the matzah all the way in the beginning, before even saying the Haggadah? So yesh ayimrim, many achrayim discuss this. There's another reason for lechem ayini, lechem sha'ayinim olo dvarim harbe. Bread, that you say many things about it. What's the many things? That's the Haggadah. So therefore the Haggadah is set on the matzah, which is lechem ayini. And because also there's a pshat of lechem oini, ma oni darkei beprusa, so already you make the darkei beprusa originally. I'm sure that Zalman Orbach seems to learn like this. Many achrayim learn like this. Just think of Kiddush.
Pshat.
Again, I know others say it also, but I'm just, if you need a mamar makim, it's here. It's one of the shiurim that they bring here from Shlomo Zalman. Hey, mitoich shir behilchas Pesach. It's what the Achrayim say, which is a very big chiddush, because it comes out that you're putting together the two reasons of lechem ayini, which is not really true. I mean, it's lechem ayini is lechem shayinam udvar harbe. You need to break it, because don't forget you're saying hol lachma anya. When we start the Haggadah, we say lechem ayini. We start which nekud of lechem ayini, not Shila hispik b'tzeikim the geula. We say it about the lechem ayini part. So therefore we break it to show lechem ayini, lachma anya. That's one pshat that the achrayim say. Okay. But these are the two reasons found in the Gemara for breaking the matzah. One is ma darkei shel ani, right? Just like the derech of the ani is beprusa. The second reason is lechem sha'ayinim olav dvarim harde. That's why it's called lechem. We'll soon learn that Beis Yosef brings a third reason, Kadesh Yishalu HaTinaikis. Million that the Tinaikis should... Oh, what are you breaking the matzah? We didn't start the meal yet. Kadesh Yishalu HaTinaikis. So this is...
I know, that's exactly what I just said.
I just said that L'chayri, even the two timing, I mean, they're two different timing. They're not mixed together. Unless because ha lachma anya, so we're saying that it's lechem ayini, and the ani is darkei beprusa, so therefore that's how Rav Zalman learns. Ha lachma anya, we're saying lechem ayini, ayini, ayini. We don't only say just the Haggadah, we're also stressing that it's lechem ayini in the beginning, so we break it to show that it's lechem ayini.
Similar.
Okay, this is the facts that it says. I'll show you interesting things. I just started off by telling you, it's supposed to break the middle matzah. This is brought down Shulchan Aruch. The Torah brings it down. The Bach brings down the sheet of the smag that says you should break the top matzah. You're supposed to break the top one. says the Bach, what is the reason for the smag? The reason for the smag is because ein mavir nala mitzvahs. You're not supposed to maver ala mitzvah. It's halacha to break it, so you should break right away the first matzah. Why are you skipping the first matzah to break the second matzah? Let's talk to the machlokes. Let's talk to the machlokes. If there's a din of mavir nala mitzvahs, yeah, or you break the middle matzah. What are they arguing? Milchayr, the Bach is bringing a smag, and the smag is saying good. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. So what's the reason of the tour and the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin, that we break the middle?
I don't get it, but he holds his ein mavirin ala mitzvahs even on the same. If I have two tellies in me, if I touch one, I have to put on that one.
He says.
That's what he would hold?
There's a mitzvah to break the matzah, so what are you skipping the first matzah? Break the matzah.
Even for Hekel.
Oh, that's the question. So the Pashup shot you have to say is, and could be, come, Rabbi, say it, could be, no? Eli, could be you could come and say. That the Shulchan Aruch held, it's not a mitzvah. If it would be a mitzvah, you're right. By a mitzvah, there's halacha, ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Ein mavir nala mitzvahs. A mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to go break the matzah. It's a minig, it's a custom. Could be on a custom, there'd be no halacha of ein mavir nala mitzvahs. So then what's that kipshat in the smag? So then once you say this, you say it. So then what's the pshat in the smag? So it could be there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says, and even on a minig you overlay sasa. Even on a minig you overlay sasa. Sasa min advar mashagid lecha is the takonis bezdin v'amin hogim. So it could be a minig which the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up. So it could be this is a real old minig, meaning from Lechem Oyin based on the Gemara. So it could be there's a din of Leisasa, and if there's a din of Leisasa, there'll be a mitzvah, and therefore Mavirin Ala Mitzvah applies. What does the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch the Torah then learn? So we can come and say, okay, they learn that there is no Leisasa, which is a Machlokes Rishayim. Maybe not like the Rambam. In other words, it's tali if a minig has leisasa. Okay, there's brisket tired about this. There's an isra leisasa, minhagim, brachas, takanis, halal, right? If you make a bracha on a minig, okay, we'll do this a different time. This lechaira is the pashta way to learn. How serious is this minig? I want a tiny different shot. What's the reason that there's a machlokes if you allow to skip the top and go to the bottom? Is yachatz a mitzvah maisa that you should make yachatz, or it's that it should be a broken matzah? Go and breaks it.
Chooses the broken one.
He has the broken one. Break it. It's broken. That's what he has. So is yachatz a mitzvah to go do in order to be ma'oni darka beprusa? Did anybody understand what I said till you? I'm rushing a little bit because I'm not really say shit today and I have to go to the doctor. But everybody understood what I want? You say leisaser, everybody cop that? Okay, so what's the other sheet that there's not on a minute? There is no leisaser.
Oh, maybe that was a minute itself.
What?
Maybe that was the minute itself. It kind of was. It's like to break a second.
Maybe he's right. Maybe. Okay. I mean, he's not wrong because I have a pshat. I don't want to say like that because it says that the yachatz is for Levi. So there's a siba to break bedafka the second one. There's timing. No, so then there's a special. Eim avir al mitzvah is not when you have to go for that. I was going to say that at the end of the shiur.
Same thing like you taking out tefillin or
tarik. Right, after, if you have to go to the second one, then you have to go to the second one. Alright, we'll talk about it. I mean, the mitzvah is to be yachatz, the middle one, maybe.
No, it's because of plus.
Okay. I'll call upon him. We're going to get to it. Now, so I'm clearing, is the mitzvah the ma'isa? Or is the mitzvah that it should be? What is the mitzvah? Okay. So I want to taina.
Spice.
I want to taina. There's an interesting. I saw an archeis. I saw in the Shulchan Aruch HaRab very big chiddush. When you break the matzah, so what do? We take half of the afikayman and we hide it. What do you do to the other half?
Leave it.
Huh?
Leave it there.
What do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRab says that what you do is you put it back into the Kairam like this. The lechem sha'ayinim olav dvarim harbe will go on this. The lechem sha'ayinim olav dvarim harbe will go on this. It comes out that if it's alts only alts lechem oini, meaning the start of it is the lechem sha'ayinim olav dvarim harbe on the yachatz, so there's no mitzvah to go break it. The mitzvah is only that it should be broke, only like a hechsham mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. Hashem, if you say that the tam is ma darkeh shel ani beprusa, meaning that you're supposed to make darkeh shel ani beprusa, maybe it's the ma'aser. Let me say it one more time. I know you don't get it because what I'm doing is I'm putting together three things. I was like this. If it's lechem sha'ayinim olav dvarim harbe, and therefore, on the yachatz, which is lachma anya, you say the haggadah. So, what is the ik? The ik is the haggadah on this lechemai. And lechemai needs to be prusa.
That's already the second reason there.
Wait a second. So, male, there's no chiyuv to break it. It's the chiyuv that should be broken.
The chiyuv that shouldn't be broken at all. That's the second reason.
I'm telling you, if you learn that the ikr is that the thing should go on lechem oini, lechem oini is the akim of prusa. So therefore, the main nakuda really is the hechatimtza that it's broken. That's all the ikr is. But if you're learning that lechem oini means darkish ol oni beprusa, if you don't let me talk, how am I supposed to explain to you something if you don't let me say the words? I tell you, let me talk. But if it's lechem oini, that's darkish ol oni beprusa, and the taich is that there's a kiyum in making the darkish ol oni beprusa, it's not that the haggadah should be said on lachma anya, which is darkish ol oni beprusa. Works the other way around. Darkeh shel ani is beprusa, and I'm making the lachma anya. So it's actually a mitzvah to go and make the lechem ani. The question is, you see what Rav Shlomo Zalman is doing is, he's combining the two reasons. So the question is, how do you combine it? Do you combine it starting from lachma anya lechem sha'ayinim olav dvarim harbe, or it starts off the other way around? What you do is you make the darkeh shel ani beprusa, and you explain that this is called lachma anya. So the cutting and the breaking is a chelik of the lachma anya, the making of it.
According to this reason, you put half also.
That's what I'm going to get to. It's
you have to break it.
That's right. We're going to talk about it. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Okay, let's say it one more time. If the ikir is to have the Haggadah on a lachma anya, and lachma anya means darkeh shel ani beprusa, so then the ikr is just that it should be a prusa that you say in the Haggadah. But if you learn, it starts the other way around. The darkeh shel ani beprusa means I should go and make ani beprusa. I make it, and I'm showing that's called lachma anya. And then I say, I break it, and I go, ha lachma anya. The breaking of it is showing the lachma anya. So maybe the breaking of it, it becomes the chiyuv. It becomes the maisa that you're supposed to do, is to make it lachma anya. Tell you the nafkamina, maybe you'll see it a little bit better. Rama brings down that in case you have a shvura, it's good enough. You don't have to break it. But the Marshal in Simon Peches brings down that you mechuyev to take a shleim and make it a prusa. What are they arguing this yisrael? Go ahead, read the Ramah. It's in the end of Tuf Ayin Hey.
So if you Ramah, we don't have, we're not going to have hekir.
You have to wait. Everybody has to wait. There's no.
Tuf
Ayin Hey.
Haga. זכר רחמת לה, ועושים מהם סימן נדע איזה ראשונה או שנייה או שלישית, ומניחים הראשונה העליונה והשנייה באמצע והשלישית בתחנה לקיחה. אם שינה לא יקרה, ועופים אותם גם כמצדר, אם נשברה אחת מהם, לוקחים אותה לשנייה, ולאו רק נפרסים אותה.
What? Sorry.
He says, "Ve'im nishbera achad mehen, lochin otah l'shemiyah, v'berav ha'achid osin otah."
So you see, that doesn't make a difference. If it breaks, big deal. Where did you come from? Don't you like my board? Rama says it broke, no big deal. But the Marshal says, no. You need a full one. Comes out, married the Chiddush. According to the Ramah, the ikkar is not to break it. The ikkar is the lavachim shvur. It has to be broken. The ikkar is the kiyum, is that should be a broken thing. Lechemayni pshirushti. You're saying the Haggadah on lechemayni. Hashem came. According to the Marshal, you're making lachma anyo. Ha! Lachma anyo diachola, which I hold is a very big chiddush. It comes out, people make yachatz, right? And then they say, ha lachma anyo. I would say, according to Mashal,
while you're doing it,
you should say halach ma'anya. Chiddush lalach.
Why while again? Because what?
Because that's what you're saying. You're saying, I'm making it lach ma'anya. Ho, lach ma'anya. I broke it. This is lach ma'anya.
And we're doing after.
And you just hold it and say halach ma'anya. This is
the lach ma'anya. Halach ma'anya is, I'm explaining what it is. But I'm telling you, it's not what it is, it's what I'm doing to it. According to the Marshal, it's what I'm doing to it. Chiddush l'alacha. By the way, I told over my chiddush yesterday to the big Rabbanim in Borough Park about eating the less than a year. It was a big hit. Everyone's going to start doing it this year.
You will see it in Sfarim. You will see soon in Sfarim. Right?
Big hit. Big hit. Why not? This time the matzah. The matzah you can't do because once you hit the kazayis, you finish. But here, each one is a zeicha. It's a good horror.
About Rambam, you're saying?
No.
Okay, now, the kids are. Yeah. This we did yesterday. Okay, now. So it comes out according to the Marshal. Look at Yahagadish Yimenhagim. I want to see different Menhagim. I'm not getting a chance to look yet. I'm sure there's got to be Menhagim that either you first make Yachatz.
Bye.
And then you say Magid, you start the Haggadah. What? You remember that some people, as they say Holach Magid, there is two Menhagim? Could be.
Then what? Yeah. Break it and tear it.
To Holach Magid before breaking or after breaking?
Oh, you see, this is it. This is my heart.
Yeah, but not Mamish at the time of breaking.
He's saying yes.
No. He's saying no before the breaking or after the breaking.
That's what he's saying.
You break and then you say Holach Magid.
Right.
Usually, but some people minhag
while the breaking.
But some people,
no, but he's saying before the breaking, they say it.
Well, doesn't after is also good.
Yeah,
even after is good. I'm explaining what I just did. Halach
mamish. Saying mamish by the
or after doesn't mamish or after. The idea is that I'm. It's going back on explaining why I'm splitting. Okay, now. According to this, I think we can understand the sugya of mavir and ala mitzvahs. Because if you learn that the ikar is not to break it, so there's no mavir and ala mitzvahs. There's nothing. The whole thing is it should be broken. Hashem came, if you learn that there's a mitzvah to break, so there you have the sugya, mavir and ala mitzvahs. Could be that's the machloikis. Nothing to do with meaning and not meaning. It has to do with what's called yachatz. If yachatz is a mitzvah, then mavir and ala mitzvahs. If there's no mitzvah yachatz, it's a mamela. Now the only thing is, I have to clear the Ramah. Does the Ramah mean that even l'chadchila doesn't make a difference to have yachatz? Or lechatchila, it's mashmi, you should have a whole matzah. Which means, is could a person lechatchila go, because you have shleim and mishmurim, and it costs less money, right?
Maybe Rosh Hashanah speaking about lechatchila.
Oh, maybe
he's speaking about lechatchila.
Right.
And Rambam is speaking about bidyan.
No, that I'm not saying. The Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if that's true. It could be, but I don't know if that's mukhar. I'm just clearing in the Rambam itself. Maybe lechatchila yitaka should take a full one. I don't know. You have a good heter. Instead of using a shalim for yachatz, someone doesn't have. He should use a broken matzah. Why should he ruin a shalim? It costs more money. What for? Seriously, according to the only thing is the way the Ramos says it. It's mashma. Anyway, it's no. So why say you take three shalim? Unless that's the way they used to come. Maybe in the old days,
shleimim.
In those days, in the stomach, they baked it at home. They were shleimim. No? What are you kind of shot in the Ramah? You like my kakir in the Ramah? Okay.
Where's the Ramah?
Ramah's tough ayin hay. The end of tough ayin hay. Okay. Now, I saw Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach brings a very interesting thing to Rishayim. Yeah. Oh no. Yivtzes Hamatza the Yadai the Loi Besakit. That's one reason. There's another reason. Prima Gadim Simit Tuf Ayin Gimel Eish Lavra. Prima Gadim. Why? The who? If Nation Darkai Ani Liv Tsaya Biyadai Ba'ayim Bekafa Chayim Sivkan Kukhaf. That the reason is like son of Alayim Barzel. So therefore you can't have a knife. So he asked the Kasha, what do you mean? But all year round, according to the Rivai Sefraim, all year round we do make with a knife. When you don't cut the collar with the knife.
No, that's the reason.
So he brings down
that
this is different. Why? Because since it's eaten with the carbon Pesach, the matzah is eaten with the carbon Pesach, so the carbon Pesach is carbon, it's more carbon than the regular. Bechidus can push the whole tables of carbon, and the bread is like a mizbeach. And if we put the salt and then got some ice, it's like sana, right? You guys know all the stuff.
You're not supposed to use knife for carbon.
What do you mean? Not supposed to? No, like some of the knows. You know, like, what's your question?
You could cut the meat by carbon
Pesach.
Break the bones, but not
the carcass. Shamatz and carbon Pesach. The kimech yesh b'shaiches l'kachim shape ef shalosu b'saremish olay son of alein barzul mashenki b'shar hashana. Okay, I have a teretz to the kasha. I have a few teretz. First of all, the prima gadim is saying that what that the ani does it b'yad. Wait a minute, that's only the way we learned the pshat. The ani goes and breaks it. So there's a key in the Maisa of Darkil Shalani. But if you learn the main thing is that it should be a broken piece of matzah, because that's what
the difference.
What's the difference how you do it, right? And the Mela, we can answer the Kashli, son of Alain Barza. Why? All year round, the mitzvah is not to cut the challah. The mitzvah is to go and cut the challah. It's like a temtzah to eat it. Have it all. I'm shaking over here that there's a chiv to go. The Mela is a din of Lay, son of Alain Barza. Good.
Mice is number.
Now,
how you get to it is how you do it.
The what?
One is how you get to it, and the other one is how
that's
you
right.
do it.
And one is there's a chiyuv darkish. The prima gadim is where I got my yisayit from. I mean, I got it before the prima gadim, but once I see the prima gadim, it's a big tani the messiah leak. That it's not stam darkish shaloni beprusa. Yeah, it's not stam darkish shaloni beprusa that it is. There's to make it darkish shaloni beprusa. Okay. With this, I want to go and say Machataych. Chayra, if it's Darkish Shalani, Beprusa, what's Beprusa? He breaks it. Before he eats it, he breaks it. So I ask you, Kasha, so then do it by Maitzi Matzah. Do it by Maitzi Matzah. Why are we doing it early? It's a bishlaim if you learn like the Talmud, Kadesh Yishalat, Tinoikis, Erikishmak. Shalatinaikis, which the Beis Yaisi brings from the Kolbei, we taka do it early. Like, why are you breaking the matzah now if we're going to eat later? Good. Fine. Masha'enkin, if you learn the time of Lach Ma'anya, Lechem Sha'oin Mol Dvarim Harbe. So it's not a kasha why you're doing it now, right? I tell me you can say a third taish. Yeah, you can say where the taish. Remember yesterday I was telling you that when is the beginning of the Suda? When does the Suda start? I tell you starts Masch. He starts the Suda when? The Matzah. He breaks the Matzah, the Karpas. Yeah? Mamela, you can come and say that the Ha'alach Ma'anya, now we're starting the meal. Now, the Haggadah is a definition to explain the Matzah. We're starting now, you're right. We made Kiddush. We ate Karpas, an entree, like Kederach Malachim. And now we're starting to eat the Matzah. Wait a minute, there's Lechem Sha'inim al Dvarim Harbe. You understand now, the whole Lechem Sha'inim al Dvarim Harbe is the Taitz, that's a Maitzi Matzah. We're starting Maitzi Matzah now. The thing is, before you start, yeah, you're right, you break the matzah. But wait a minute, why are we breaking the matzah? Oh, Lachman, you lechem shayinu dvarim harbi. Now you see what Rishlam Zalman is saying. The two reasons are combined because it's actually, this is Moitzi Matzah now. Moitzi Matzah is technically starting now. And I'll prove it to you. Tell me, we make Kiddush, yeah? How much time goes between the Kiddush and the Suda?
1 hour.
Depends what yeshiva gets, right? Depends what. Are you allowed to make such a big hefse between the Kiddush and the Suda? I want to know.
Oh, no.
Could you wait 72 minutes between Kiddush and Suda? I wonder, could you do a thing like that?
That's
a book. Shem Zalman speaks about it. It's a very big problem. It's a very, very big shame. How could you ever make Kiddush and then 2 hours later start the Suda?
Okay, so it becomes the Torah. It's the beginning of the Suda.
It's the beginning of the Suda. Haggadah is a chelik of the Suda. You break the matzah, starting the Suda, and then there's a dinner, lechemayin, to explain.
Why couldn't say
a
mosque?
What's the problem?
Other days of the year?
Could you do it on other days of the year?
What other
days? Necessary.
Before
it's necessary.
So it's not like I made Kiddush, and I go and I start making the food now.
No, you have to prepare it.
It's an hour later. You
could say Moshe Shana with the...
Well, maybe if the Torah says Lechem Sha'inim Dvarim Harbi, maybe.
You're saying we're
afraid of the food.
Why you couldn't say a motzi and start eating and say a magi?
So I would just chum kaveh that you should eat first of all, then you start doing all this talking.
Which basically he's saying, Suda starts later on, but
after
being
a
Suda,
you
just
say that
you
do it.
You could say both. And now, Kriis later on, but now it's
because
of
Chum
said
that.
We do it,
and we do it on Rosh Hashanah.
You could say no,
it takes a while also. I mean, I'm saying not everybody does it.
Okay. Now listen to me carefully. I have to go now. But okay, in this Haggadah, I have two. You know, I have two Svarim from Shem Zalman. I show you. In this one, he has the Shtikel Torah that's two Lechem Oini, and so he says, "Atam Shechaitza Matzah L'Shtayim," because Madak Shalani Beprusa Lechem Oini, and then Lechem Shayim Odvarim Harbe. This he says over here. Okay, this is Mitar Shia Shaluchas Pesach. And in the other one, he has this Tikkul Torah. That since it's the beginning of the Suda, mainly you don't have a problem with the Hefsik between the Kiddush and the Suda and the Chulei V'Chulei. So Bemis, that was the word I said yesterday. So it comes out, I was right. Tchilas HaSuda really means from what? You start with the Matzah, you break it up. And actually this word and that word is really one word. That the Lechem Sha'ainim, the Prusa, Lechem Sha'inim Dvarim Harbe, Madak Shalim Bepus, and that the Suda starts from here is actually all one. Okay, we'll start over here. Okay, that's Yachat.
Maybe what about?